Blog Talk Radio.
You never knew you would fail. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, here's the pain. It's not your fault.
Gotta know what your portion is. Our portion is goodness, first of all. Our portion is mercy, second of all. Our portion is his grace, third. Now, I have a whole list of our portion, aside from the promises that have been made unto us. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, sure happy to have each and every one of y'all. Master, Pastor Bill, she'll give us a word of prayer, and we're going to get into this thankful Thursday. Bible says in everything give thanks, but this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So I want everybody to know to be thankful for the word of God, mean more than anything else. Hallelujah. Be thankful for the word of God. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she gives a word of prayer right now.
Amen, amen. And Pastor, thank you for that song. Good news, that's our portion. Amen. Good health, that's our portion. Increase, that's our portion. The word of God, that's our portion. Amen, amen. We thank God for that song. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. I'm going to go ahead and read 24 also. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thanking you today for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity, Father God, that we can study the word together and grow in the word of God. Father God, we thanking you for the listeners and those that participate, those who are listening by internet. We bind up anything, Father God, that may come up against any of us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're binding it up right now, pleading the blood of Jesus on each and every one, Father God. We're praying for our pastor. Continue to be with him as he teaches the word and as you use him mightily. Holy Ghost, have your way, Father God, and open up our hearts to receive this word. Be with all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. May we draw closer to you through your word, Father God. And we're so thankful for another thankful Thursday, Father God. And we give you praise for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer.
After that,
we done open up the broadcast. Anyone like to give thanks? The broadcast is open. Anyone like to give thanks for the word, for hallelujah.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. It's indeed another privilege God has given us to study his word together. I just want to thank God for the word of God. And as scripture teaches us, that we should have the mind of the spirit. Talking about God, because you know we are to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what it tells us in John 4:24. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna go ahead and read that. Amen. John 4:24. But I'll probably start first. I'll start with the 23rd verse. It says, "But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." And so I thank God that learning God's word and studying God's word and meditating on God's word, that we can have the mind of Christ and we can worship him in the spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thought you was getting ready to get on the road, Pastor. You cut it too short. Okay. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
Well, thank you, Pastor, for that. God expects for us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, I'm always asking people, do they understand what the word worship means? See, worship, it means you're going to have a meeting. That's what it means. people call it having a service, but worship is really having a meeting. That's what the original Latin and Hebrew word meant. It meant to have a gathering with the supreme, in our case, meaning God, having a meeting with God. That's what worship is.
Mm-hmm.
But people won't teach you that. They think, and theoretically, if you just stop and think about what people do, it's pretty much spelled it out. They worship him, but guess what? They said, well, we're going to go to the house of worship. Or they'll say, you know, I'm going to worship the Lord. Not understanding that you're going to have a meeting with God.
There you go. Amen.
You're having a meeting with God.
Mm-hmm.
But let's do it on God's terms. God wants us to worship him or have a meeting with him based on spirit and truth. Not religion, not denomination, none of that garbage.
All right, now. Mm-hmm.
God ain't down with that, brothers and sisters. He expects for us to get in that word and agree with him or disagree with him on that word. Come, let us reason together, he says. Come, let us reason. We're going to reason.
Yeah.
This is what I'm proposing. Like I talked about love the other day, and I'm glad Pastor brought that up because I was talking about love the other day. Listen, brothers and sisters, God wants you to love so you can worship with him, because in order to worship, you got to be on the same accord. You're not, when you don't have the God kind of love, you can't have a meeting with God.
All right.
Now, you can talk to him afar off.
Mm-hmm.
See, Pastor and Evangelist Renee can be in the same house, meeting, having a worship, a meeting. Just look at it as a meeting. Now, I can be outside hollering at him and screaming to the top of my voice. It doesn't mean I'm meeting with them. It doesn't mean I'm worshiping with them.
Amen.
See, we got all these ideas about scripture that I call lies. And we need to get them straight. We could spend the next 1,000 years straightening out all the lies the devil untold.
Help us,
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just tell the truth. I was talking about Adam the other day, and I'm going to get back to this. God expects you to worship him in spirit and in truth. Adam said, Adam took responsibility when God asked him, said, okay, why you do this? What you done here? Well, you know the woman you gave me? She gave me to eat, and I did eat. Adam didn't lie. He wasn't making excuses. Go back and you can read it for yourself. So the thing is, let's tell the truth as we know it. He told the truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, I know you might feel some type of way where, you know, I think he need to do this. No, he took responsibility. He said exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what happened. Now, stop trying to blame somebody for something you want them done or you want to see done. Just like somebody tried to tell me, well, you know, trying to condemn. I said, well, wait a minute. See, my past doesn't define who I am, who I am to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking directly to somebody. Don't let your past define who you're to be.
Amen. Amen.
Don't let that be the defining moment in your life that, you know what, I'm going to live like my granddaddy did, or I'm going to live like I used to live. Don't let that define you. You're what the Word of God say you are. And please don't let folks define you. You're what the Word of God say you are. If he said, therefore, now no condemnation, guess what?
Amen. Say that.
Because I worship God in spirit and in truth. Yeah. Which is real important. So your past don't have to define your future.
Amen.
Doesn't matter who you were or what you did. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to say something. Listen, God has showed me this in the Word. He showed me that, and this so then in Psalms 23, that as long as you walking upright before God, well, what that mean? That means as long as you're seeking God, goodness and mercy is going to always be on your back. That's got your back. I saw that, man, in the Word of God.
Amen.
And it started off with the word Lord, Psalm 23. I'm going to go there and read that. I'm going to try to see this, and then we're going to, anybody else, like to have a saying. I think it, I want to say it's Psalm 23:6. I'm going to look it up right quick. Then we're going to go to Isaiah. But in Psalms 23, chapter 23, verses 6, that's where I want to go. It's such a popular psalm. Most people already know the first part of it. But let me tell you what the last part says, because I'm going to give you the revelation on it. It says, surely, that's guaranteed. I don't know if you ever dealt with anything guaranteed. Guaranteed. Mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, that's living in God's stuff, so don't let your mind play tricks with you with this. He says, surely goodness and mercy. That's the part I want you to see right there. Wherever you go, it's going to follow you. It's going to run you over. If you don't get out of the way, goodness, God's goodness and his mercy is going to run you over. But guess what? It started with the word the Lord. We've been teaching about Lord all week. The Lord, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, strength. The Lord, that's what makes this happen, brothers and sisters. Goodness and mercy. I'm going to pastor read it out of the Messenger Bible. I know she wants to.
That's right, Pastor. That's right, Pastor. All right, Psalm 23:6 from the Message Bible. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Amen.
Chasing. Amen.
Can I say
chasing.
That again, Pastor? Amen.
Say it.
It says
say
your
it.
Beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Amen, amen. Ooh, praise God. Mm-hmm.
He make a personal statement. He says, I will remain with the Lord. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to remain with the Lord forever. That word Lord go again. That's what that word means. Lord, our ruler, controller. See, I really looked up that word, and I looked it up in a lot of different areas and a lot of different places, especially when it comes to religion. It's superior. It's supreme. Without Lord, you have no Jehovah. Yeah. Lord. But I could go on and on with that. But, okay, anybody else? But thank you so much, Pastor, for that. Just lost Evangelist Sharon. Hallelujah.
Okay,
anyone
God.
Else?
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Thankful Thursday.
You know, if Pastor Sue, someone else
come in, I like that. It says, your beauty and love chase after me. Isn't that good? I mean,
that's
God
awesome.
Does this for us every day, every day. And I like what else it says. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. So I really do love that word and how it brings it out. Because it said, that first verse starts off saying, God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. And why we don't need a thing? Because he's with us always. The Lord is going to be with us no matter what. We just got to acknowledge that. Amen.
Yeah. Well, we have to acknowledge. That's so true. And I want to stick a pin there, brother and sister, because we've been teaching about the Lord, and it's really important that we get this. When he says, the Lord is my shepherd, that is like so important. I can't overemphasize the fact that when Jesus talked about the Lord, his Father, when you recognize God as Lord, man, that's, he said he loved the Lord your God. That is awesome. Everybody can't get that. But I pray that you all get to that this week. The scripture I want to share is from Isaiah 40 and 31. Isaiah 40 and 31. And we're still talking about the word Lord. But they that wait upon, now I'm going to tell you right now, I want you to use the word Lord because you went over his head. Go on and tell the preacher. When you use the word Lord, you just went over the devil's head.
Praise God.
Y'all get it. I want you to know, once you start talking about the Lord thy God, the devil has to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
He know you're not talking about him. But if you just say, God help me, you just, that could be used the same term as you said. Like, as everybody knows the warden in the prison system. I know y'all familiar with, but they said the warden. Everybody know the warden is the warden. They know that. Because of what he is. But they don't know him. But they know of him. The captain, lieutenant, corporal, all of them had to back down. When you said the warden, I'm going to speak to the warden. That's what that's like. When you said Lord, and all these others had to back down. Because everybody know the warden. Ain't no secret. So when you said the Lord thy God, you know who you're talking to directly.
All right. Amen.
I'm trying to see this. When Jesus said, this is the commandment that you love the Lord, your God. I'm going to say, I know it sounds repetitious to some, but I want you to know, brother and sister, when he says, love the Lord your God, trust me. That's more than a mouthful. That's more than a handful.
Praise God.
Jesus said this. That's the first part you got to get about this. This is something Jesus said. You are going to pay attention to what Jesus said. He said unto him, talking about these Pharisees, this lawyer, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Well, why is that so important to love the Lord? Now, if I say love Jesus, if I say love God, if I say love the Father, if I say love God, but it's important that you see, he said love the Lord. So you ought to want to know who the Lord is and not assume mm-hmm. anything.
All right. Say that.
You need to know that when he says the Lord, who he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When the Bible says that, I can give you a lot of scriptures on that one too, but because it was just, that was a quote that Jesus quoted, that it's been written, that it's something that's been written down. It ain't no, it ain't been done in the corner.
All right.
When Moses said, the Lord your God provide for you. He said, it's the Lord that provides for you. The Lord your God. Mm-hmm. So what you want to call him? Whatever God name you want to call him, that's fine. But make sure it's the Lord before that. Mm-hmm. So when Jesus said, no, that you're to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, he quoted Deuteronomy 13:3, brothers and sisters. He took that right out the scripture.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Joshua said, take heed to the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you.
Mm-hmm.
Not servant of God. Now, y'all may say, well, why do you keep putting emphasis? Because I want you to know what the word Lord means. So I've been all week long, I've just been basing it, throwing it at you. Tomorrow, we're going to really get into that word because I want you to see it, what Lord means. Because if Jesus says, love the Lord. Now, see, in the interesting how people say, oh, you're supposed to go to church. No, you're supposed to love the Lord your God.
All right.
Now, they'll talk all day long about what you're supposed to do. But when it comes down to stuff like this, the truth, it's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you ought to do this on the Sabbath. You ought to go to church on the Sabbath. Oh, Sunday's okay. Now, let's talk about truth now. Jesus said, here's what you ought to be doing, loving the Lord thy God.
Mm-hmm.
That is just so awesome.
Amen.
Anybody else? See, I'm crunk about this Lord thing, you guys. Because there's just so much in it, and there's so much I want to share. In Isaiah, I had told y'all in Isaiah 40 and 31.
Oh, my goodness.
But they that wait upon the Lord, there it is, underline it. Who you waiting on? Didn't tell you to wait on God. They that waited upon the Lord shall renew thy strength. Then they shall mount up with wings as an eagle, and they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31 for your hearing.
Amen. From the Message Bible. But those who wait upon God to get fresh strength, they spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. Amen.
Isn't that
thank
awesome?
You, Lord. Yes, it is. Amen.
See, what is your concept of God, especially as revealed in his Son, Jesus Christ, which is Lord? Don't limit his work in your life by understanding him. your strength is going to be renewed through the Lord. So even the strongest people get tired at times, but God's power and strength never diminish. He is never too tired or too busy to help and to listen, which a lot of people is. And his strength is our source of strength. We get strength from strength, and he wants to renew it. So when you feel all of the life cursing and climaties and causes you to not be who you are, remember that you can call upon the Lord your God to renew your strength. Because, see, God ain't going to renew it. Oh, preacher. Yeah, he said God. He said the Lord.
The Lord. Amen. That's right.
So who's going to renew your strength? The Lord.
Amen.
That's how that works. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Amen. I just wanted to read Matthew 22:37 from the Message Bible. It said, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. This is the most important, the first on any list. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, that ought to be the first thing on your list, to love the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, not everybody can love God, but how many can love the Lord? That could be your God. How many can love the Lord, your God? Or anyone else? Thank you, Pastor, for reading that out of the Messenger Bible. Anyone else? Okay, if not, we'll see you all on tomorrow. Did you have anything else to say, Pastor? Pastor,
I'm sorry.
I lose you.
Looking for I'll look it up tomorrow and bring it tomorrow. I think you said Deuteronomy
13. What is it? What did you looking up?
I was looking up I think you said Deuteronomy 13 and verse 3. Let's see, God, you're God.
You know what I said a moment ago? Yeah, that's what Jesus quoted over there in Deuteronomy 13 and 3. That's what Jesus quoted. So when he quoted that in Matthew 22:37, I was just saying that's what he quoted.
Okay.
But you know, read it. Read it, honey. We'll never get tired of the Word of God. Read it if you haven't.
Amen. God is testing you to find out if you totally love him with everything you have in you. You are to follow only God, your God. Hold him in deep reverence. Keep his commandments. Listen obediently to what he says. Serve him. Hold on to him for dear life. Amen.
That's what Deuteronomy 13:3 says.
Three and four. Amen. I probably should have started reading from the first verse of this one to bring it all the way to fruition. So the first verse says, when a prophet or a visionary gets up in your community and gives out a miracle sign or wonder, and the miracle sign or wonder that he gave out happens, and he says, let's follow other gods. These are gods you know nothing about. Let's worship them. Don't pay any attention to what that prophet or visionary says. God, your God is testing you to find out if you totally love him with everything you have in you. You are to follow only God, your God. Hold him in deep reverence. Keep his commandment. Listen obediently to what he says. Serve him. Hold on to him for dear life. Amen. So that was Deuteronomy 13, verses 1 through 4.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. The people had in that city had completely rejected God. And I know it's hard for some people to see that today, but they have completely rejected the Lord thy God. Then it makes a lot of sense. If you just said God, but when you said they have completely rejected the Lord thy God, or the Lord your God, then it makes sense, because they had listened, accepted what other preachers were saying, for a better way of saying it, other prophets were saying. God had gave them a leader in Moses, and he had warned that the Israelites against false prophets.
All right.
That they were going to encourage them to follow other gods with the little G over this new ideal of worship, of this new ideal of inspirational, and this new idea of how people ought to form and how people ought to serve God, and how God needed to be worshiping.
Amen.
They left the plan. They left the plan that Moses had given. So when people claim to speak to God like they today, get you a checklist. That list
ain't
going to do you no good unless you understand the word of God for yourself.
And I personally
don't like the idea. Now that I truly understand what the word Lord, there's no other word to replace that with. He's supreme. He's superior. The Lord, your God, is superior. That's why you got to keep that connected. So when Jesus said, love the Lord, your God, he's talking about the superior God.
Yeah.
Supreme God overall.
Yeah. Amen.
And so once you love God, you get on a level with God.
All right.
But you can't get on God's level until you start loving like God.
Amen.
Well, thank y'all so much for Thankful Thursday. And, Pastor Will. See y'all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Thank y'all so much for joining. Hallelujah.
God bless.